Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The path to reconciliation is one of listening, learning and growing together. A path that recognises the central place of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in our past and in our future. It is in that spirit that we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land and pay tribute to elders past, present and future.
Listeners, welcome to Policy Forum Pod. This week has been the winter solstice in Canberra. We've had some extraordinary frosts and some of the coldest days of the year. On Parliament Hill, in Australian Parliament House, there's a feeling of exhaustion as the politicians there have been working fairly tirelessly over the last 5 of the last 7 weeks in their sitting period. In amongst what has become an increasingly fractious debate around housing or around integrity has been a moment of hope as the legislation around the referendum for the voice to Parliament has passed both the lower house and the Senate. And it is an extraordinary opportunity for us to be reflecting at this stage. This week on Policy Forum Pod, we have also been hit by the winter blues, by illness, by misadventure, and by travel. And so there's no new episode for Policy Forum this week. But here at Policy Forum Pod, we're thinking that as we head into the centre of our winter period, and as we are given this extraordinary opportunity by our First Nations voice in Australia, that it is a remarkable opportunity to consider some of the positive aspects of the voice debate. So far this year on Policy Forum Pod, we've had some extraordinary guests, and it is a good opportunity this week perhaps to listen back to one or two or three of them. We had Kate Aughty talking about the importance of truth-telling and some of the extraordinary stories around colonisation that need to be acknowledged. We've listened to Dale Agus from South Australia talking about how the voice works in places like in South Australia and how it really is making a meaningful difference to the lives of First Nations people in that state. We talked with Helen Haynes, and Helen offered some extraordinary insight into how communities might come together to discuss respectfully, to bring together different views and to come together around community and what makes our best future. And Helen gives some extraordinarily great advice for people who are thinking about how to approach conversations with friends or with family where agreement may not be the starting point. We had Rachel Perkins offering her remarkable perspective as a filmmaker, a documentary maker, as someone who's looked hard at the history of colonisation in Australia and whose family have already contributed so significantly to the Australian experience. And Rachel makes an extraordinary case for voting yes. And of course, the most recent episode we had was with Catherine Little. From Snake, Catherine offers us the perspective of Indigenous children from around the country and asks us to all look into our heart, to think about the consequences of colonisation and how we can arrest that, how we can move forward and how we can make the world a better place. These episodes can be found on your podcast platform of choice or on our social media accounts. So you can find us on Twitter at APPS Policy Forum, or you can find us on LinkedIn through the Crawford School. And we will be back next week with a normal episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.